Shalom. Good to see everyone. Let's pray and seek the Lord. God has something to speak to us today. You know, we're living in unique times, but God is the same. And that's the good news, truly. So pray with me. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, give me eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to perceive, and the will to obey your word that I hear today in Yeshua's name. So today I want to continue the second part of the message entitled An Insider's Look at Psalm 91. Last week, Rabbi Carroll gave us four takeaways from this beloved psalm. First, we learn from the psalmist that being with God is the key, and that his names and titles reveal his character. And as we get to know him, right, we begin to see who he is. I want to say that we used to be able to say that a place of worship like this was a safe space. You know, but we're coming to find out that there's really no safe place in our world these days. But there is a secret place, and it's the secret place of the Most High that is safe. And so that's why this psalm is so important in this season, you know, in our lives as believers. And so she also talked about, and, you know, we say this a lot. So I'm not going to say it. I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to keep saying it. Oh, these are basic things. How many times we've said that? Oh, these are basic, but they're really not basic. Do you think it's basic to get to know the living God? Is that basic? To get to know the God of the universe, to get to know God in a personal way is extremely profound and the most transformative thing you'll ever do or experience in your life. That's not basic, that God takes a heart and transforms it. He takes a heart that's filled with anger and hatred and transforms it into a heart that has the capacity to love him and love others. That's not basic, that's far from it. God's transformative power is profound. Do you know how he does it? I don't, but he does it. And so that secret place where we meet with God and interact with God is something else. Rabbi Carroll went on to tell us that God protects us from dangers. Isn't that a wonderful thought? You know, there's dangers all around us. You know, and God protects us. And I wonder how many times you've been protected from danger and not even known it. God protects us from dangers. Finally, she encouraged us that God protects us from fear and gives you peace, right? And she talked about, which I love, that fear isn't always false evidence appearing real. Sometimes it's real. There's real things to be afraid of. Goliath was very real. The armies that came against Israel time and time again were very real. But when we have faith in God, our faith allows us, empowers us to overcome our fears and to live in victory. And I'll tell you what, that's a freeing thing not to be bound by fear. To be able to live your life and not be afraid, no matter what happens, not to fear. And that's what God's plan is for our lives. These are truly fantastic promises, and they are available to all who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. They're available to everyone, but they're really only accessed by those who dwell in the secret place. It's a secret. You want to know why it's a secret? Because it's not a physical location. Yet it's very real. It can be accessed at any time, in any place. And not everyone knows about that place. The psalmist did, and I believe you do. It's the secret place of the Most High. Let's read the psalm. Whether you want to read it with me or just take it in, whatever your pleasure, but it's really, really, it's a powerful and profound psalm. Because sometimes, you know, we learn psalms and scripture verses as young people, and we just bang them off and they become rote. These are living words that will impact our hearts if you give them an opportunity to do it. So however you want to take this in, do it. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You almost get the impression like David just wrote that for us, for our time, for this crazy 6 month period we're living in. How did he know? How did he know what we would be going through? Nothing new under the sun, right? One way we get these precious promises to us, the way God gets them to us, is He provides angelic protection for His people. Now, let's read that again. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Right? That's the catch, right? Is we make God our dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you. Read that again. For He shall give His angels charge over you. Is that what it says? To keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. God is enough, isn't He? We could say that. God's enough. We don't need anything other than God to be our protector. Yet God commands His angels to protect us. What that means for you and I is that God instructs, gives orders to His angels to keep us in all our ways. Even if there's no imminent danger, we can be sure that the angels of God are near to us. This promise applies to the congregation and every single believer. Angels will be with us when we sleep and when we go our way. Now, you're going to say, Ralph, I can't see angels. Okay, they're real. And that's the thing. God, he's called Adonai Tzivaot, the Lord of angel armies. Many times in scriptures, right, think of the prophet. He told the Lord, asked the Lord to open the eyes of his servant. And what did he see? They thought they were just alone, two men, right, in a town with facing this intimidating army. And yet when their eyes were opened, what did they see? Angel armies all around them. We don't see angels, but they're very real. As real as the air we breathe. Do you see it? Do you see it? Yet you breathe it. As very real as the sound waves that are traveling to your ears right now that you can't see, but they're very real. The frequencies that are floating by right now, if I had a radio, I could tune into them. Very real. And so these angels that God has charge of are real, and he puts them and uses them for our protection. I don't know about you, that should make you sleep better at night, that God is protecting you. That's how much he loves us. God is protecting us. Do you think, I mean, really, I've thought about this many times, do you think we would be here if God wasn't protecting us? Do you think HaSatan wants us floating around the earth preaching the good news? No. So he would snuff us out in a heartbeat. The psalmist added, in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So angels are ministering agents sent to those who inherit salvation. So if you have inherited salvation through the Messiah, they are sent to you. You may not ever see them or know them, that they're around, but they are. They are powerful and at the same time caring. They're strong enough to lift us out of danger and tender enough to bear us up in their hands. They carry us like a mother carries her child. Without these angels, it would be easy for us to dash our foot against a stone or be injured or hurt. Who knows the countless times we've been spared danger and harm from God's angelic hosts. Matter of fact, the Brit Chadasha says, many times you may have unknowingly entertained a stranger or two and entertained an angel. That's the supernatural dynamic of God. I mean, I've talked to other people, and some people think they've had angel stories. And I think I've had a few, which I won't go into now. Just supernatural things. You see, the protection that was expected in the ancient Near East, one scholar writes, was against demonic powers who were believed to be the cause of illness and trouble. Related to that was the danger of magical spells and hexes that could be pronounced against someone. The Israelites certainly believed in the reality of the demon world, and many Israelites would not have successfully divorced their thinking from the magical perspective of their neighbors. And so the protection of God is really super important. Who can protect you from these entities that are out there but God? This is the only place in the Old Covenant where there is any reference to like a guardian angel. Kinda. Although I could argue a couple other verses, but this is such a personal promise of God to his people that he has you covered, you know, he has you protected. But when are these angelic hosts at our disposals for those who dwell in the secret place? Number two, from this psalm, insider's look, is that there's victory literally in God. Say, in God. Scripture says that Satan walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, right? He also is likened to a serpent in Revelation chapter 1 and chapter 2. Satan is so dangerous that we can't overcome him without God's help. We would be helpless against his hellish influence if it were not for the victory we have in God. In the secret place of his shelter. Hear me, not an occasional visit. See, it's a dwelling. It's not a little visit into his presence. It's a dwelling in the secret place at all times. And it is a secret. Not everyone knows about it, and they might think you're crazy. But do you know you could be anywhere and at any time, and you could be in the secret place of the Most High God. And in that place is victory. It would be an enormous mistake to think that we can do it on our own, that we can protect ourselves on our own. We need God's help and protection. We need the victory over the evil one that only God through Yeshua can provide and has provided. Thus the psalmist tells us in verse 13 that you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. Say, I shall trample. That's what the promise is, that you shall trample the lion and the serpent under your feet. What does that mean? That means there is a victory to be had in God. A victorious living. That's why when Rabbi Carroll talked about last week, people, we see it all the time, believers petrified in fear. Petrified in fear. Friend, that ain't victory. That's not victory. Yes, there are things to be afraid of, no doubt. But we don't have to succumb to fear. We can live in the victory of the Lord, in his divine protection and his help, in his presence. Where there is fullness of fear? No. In his presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. That's what it says. You see, when you are in God's presence, you are under his protection because there is nothing that is impossible for God. Even our spiritual enemy is no match for God, and he's no match for us because God gives us the ability to defeat Satan, who attacks us like a roaring lion. Look at this awesome truth that we find in the Besorah, Luke chapter 10. Yeshua replied, "While you were ministering, I watched Satan topple until he fell suddenly from heaven like lightning to the ground. Now you understand that I have imparted to you." Now hear this. Are you a Talmidim of Yeshua? A Talmid of Yeshua? Talmidah? Are you? Look what it says. "Now you understand that I have imparted to you all," say all "my authority to trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority." Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. And I could hear the naysayers saying right now, "Well, Rabbi Michael, what about people who die? You ever play those video games where your character dies in the video games? Or they're losing, right, they're getting ready to die, and they jump up and they grab the little medical kit, and all of a sudden they're revived back to life, they get a new life. That's what God does for us. If we die in this body, in this flesh, friend, we don't lose. We get new life, resurrected life, eternal life that will never be taken away. So even when it looks like the enemy wins, he loses, and he loses every time. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. We shall tread or walk upon Satan, the lion, the serpent of old. And this implicates that we are above him in God. Do you hear that? We are above him in God. God is above him in God in that secret place. And it is a secret. Not everyone knows about this secret place. But it's real. It can be accessed anytime, anywhere. And anyone could access it if you want to. So those are two powerful things. We have angelic protection. Wow. And we have victory in God in that secret place, dwelling there. We don't have to succumb to fear and all the craziness that's going on in our world. We could have fullness of joy and life evermore. Fully confident in God. Fully confident in God. No matter what eventuality happens, fully confident in God. But, Rabbi, what about this? God has it covered. The next thing we see is that we're shielded by truth. Right? Because we're dwelling in that secret place. We're shielded and protected by God. We have angels protecting us, right? We're in God and we have authority in him. That's protecting us. And now we are shielded by truth. Even though we have the victory in Yeshua, abiding in his presence, we still are expected to fight and protect ourselves, and he works with us. And the scripture says, his truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. What does that tell me? That there is terror in the world. But you won't be afraid of it. You shall not be afraid by the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. So there's something to be worried about during the day. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. So there's pestilence, and we've seen some of that. Nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. And if you turn on your television screen at any given hour of the day, you'll see plenty of destruction. Some might wonder, what does truth have to do with God's protection? Well, since truth in our world is in short supply, it is, right? When's the last time you went to work and heard the word of God? It says, my word is truth. So how is a shield and buckler going to help us? Yochanan 17:17 tells us that God's word is truth and it can't be broken. It is highly durable and nothing can destroy it. Knowing God's word and his truth allows us to walk in his protection by hearing and living out what the scripture says we are protected from harm. By hearing it and then living it out, we're protected from harm. The truth of God is like a little force shield around us. What do you speak in your house? Truth? Do you speak truth in your house, over your life, over your family, over your children, over your workplace? Do you speak truth? Not your opinion, not my opinion. And listen, I know there's plenty of opinions to go around on many and every topic. But do you speak truth? Because the scripture tells us that God's truth, his word, stands forever settled in heaven, forever. His truth is rock solid. The scriptures contain all of the instructions we need to live this life to the fullest, even in troubling times, even in challenging times, even in times where others around us are fearful. The scripture has all we need to live life to the fullest. See, we have to get used to the fact, because we've been spoiled, haven't we, living in this country. But we have to get used to the fact that things around us could be very, very chaotic. But inside us, the truth of God could rule and reign and create the peace of heaven within our being. Fullness of joy within our life and within our families, even if chaos and all hell is breaking loose outside of us. Friend, if you don't know this place, you have to get to this place because your circumstance could change. Look what happened in the past 6 months like that. Did you see it coming? Change just like that. And it could change again just like that. We can't go by what happens around us. We have to go by what's happening in us. Is that connection? Are you in the secret place of the Most High God? Are you ingesting truth? Not the news channels, not the news outlets. Are you ingesting the truth of God's word? When's the last time you heard this message? Did you catch it on channel 2, 4, 7, 27, whatever channels they are, 11, whatever the channels are? Did you catch it on those channels? You see, understanding the truth of God gives us wisdom on how to make better decisions. Gaining godly wisdom allows us to avoid dangerous situations. Look what Mishlei Proverbs 4:13 says. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. Another play, right? Buy the truth and sell it not. Truth is powerful. Matter of fact, I want to say truth is the most powerful thing we have. Truth. Listen to this story. In April of 2011, a line of deadly tornadoes ripped across the state of Alabama, leaving 250 people dead in its wake. Near Wellington, Alabama, the Hardy family realized the storm was coming, and they realized it too late to find a permanent shelter. They considered trying to take shelter in a metal clubhouse, but it had already been turned on its side by the strong winds. So in desperation, they took shelter in a stand of small trees, and they tied rope around the children and huddled around them in the trees as the storm passed by. A family member said that while they had been scratched by flying dirt and debris, none suffered serious injury. Think about that horrifying experience. Imagine how tightly you would cling to the trees and the rope in such a situation, knowing that your very life was on the line. I believe that would give you all the motivation you need to hang on for dear life. Although there were no warning sirens or news alerts, each of us is living in the path of destructive storms. There are temptations and destructive philosophies abounding around us. And if we don't have a secure place of protection, we can be destroyed. That's where the psalmist comes in. There is a place, and it's a secret place. Most people don't know about this place. Most people are trying to find protection in government and their own wherewithal and other things. But there is a secret place of the Most High God. It's a place that's safe. It's a place where there's peace and tranquility, where there's joy. Even if everything's going wrong outside your windows, there's joy and peace and love in this place. It's a place where truth reigns supreme. Think about it. You could say every single word in the Bible, every verse, every line, and it's true. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to guess. It's true. And because of the Word of God is so readily available to us, we often take it for granted rather than treasuring it as the precious resource that it is. When you view the Bible as a lifeline designed to keep you safe in the storms of life, you're going to treat it differently than if it's just something you could take or leave. I don't think we could take it or leave it in this hour. I don't think we're living in an hour where we could take it or leave it. Maybe we'll read it today. Maybe we'll go 2 or 3 days without reading or being in the Word of God. Maybe we'll just wait till the Wednesday night study or wait till the weekend. No, friend, you need a dose of the Word of God every single day. I want to encourage you that even if you just read this one psalm, 1 or 2 verses of this psalm every day and meditated on it for a few minutes, you would be better off. Let me give you the last thing and we're done. I love this one. God is with you in trouble. But hear this. God is not the source of your trouble. Be clear on that. God is not the source of your trouble, but He will be right there with you when trouble comes your way. Verse 15 says, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him or her. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him, as eternal life sounds, and show him my salvation. There are times when God does not immediately deliver us from our problems. Hear this. But He is always there with us. See, there's a difference. When you wonder, how come God isn't delivering me? You would have a good point if God was just standing afar off. And this is what people think. That God's just standing afar off, watching you in your trouble, saying, well, I hope they do well. I hope they apply my word and make it through this one. No. God, you don't understand. God is right with you in the midst of the very trouble that you're in. He's in it with you. Rabbi, can you prove it? Yeah, I can prove it. One day, Yeshua said to his Talmudim, let's get in a boat and go across to the other side of the lake. So they set sail. Soon Yeshua fell asleep, and the wind rose, and the fierce wind became a violent squall that threatened to swamp their boat. So the Talmudim woke Yeshua and said, Master, Master, we're sinking. Don't you care that we're going down? Think how silly that is. Don't you care we're going down? And Yeshua is probably saying, well, I'm going down with you. I'm in the same fierce squall. I'm in the boat, guys, with you. I see it. I'm not afar off. I'm not watching you from the shore. I'm in the boat that's sinking. God's in it with you. That's what you need to understand. God is with us in trouble. Well, this looks really bad. Don't you care? He's like saying, yeah, I care. I care so much because I'm sinking in the same boat you're sinking in. Doesn't he care about my family? Doesn't he care about my life, my situation? He cares. Because he's in it with you. Right with you. So with great authority, Yeshua rebuked the howling wind and the surging waves, and instantly they stopped and became as smooth as glass. Then Yeshua said to them, and here's the key for us, why are you fearful? Have you lost your faith in me? Did you forget that I'm in the boat with you? Did you forget what I could do? Have you forgotten my power that transformed your heart and changed your life and saved your children? Are you fearful? Have you forgotten and lost faith in me? He who dwells in the secret place will trust in God. Because in that place, see, for those Talmudim, Yeshua might as well have been on the shore. Even though he was very near, they didn't perceive it. But in that secret place, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, he's very near. His word to us is, don't be fearful. Have faith in me. Shocked and shaken when they said with amazement to one another, who is this man who has authority over winds and waves, that they obey him? You'll be amazed what God can do and the pickles God can get you out of and the things that he could just change in an instant. But here's the key. Those who dwell in the secret place have access to it. Not those who visit occasionally. Not those who treat God like 7-Eleven and just swing by and pick up a cup of Joe. Be on their way? No. Those who dwell there. In other words, let me say it this way. Those where his secret place is home sweet home. So let me ask you that. What do you call home sweet home? Is it your physical house? Or is it the secret place of the Most High? We can expect that the life of a follower of Messiah is not always smooth sailing. You hear me? Hear that. Not always smooth sailing. We should expect that hardships and difficulties can come at any time. However, we can have comfort in the fact that God will be with us in trouble. Right next to you. God, don't you see? And he's saying, I'm right here with you. And sometimes that's all you need. You know, God's not looking as a coach on the sideline or a spectator and saying, go do it. He's running right next to you. He's saying, let's do it. We can do it. You can do it. He'll never be far away from us. He's near to us. Sometimes the only way of escape is by just enduring life's challenges. In those times, you can count on God to give you the strength and courage that you need. Hebrews 13:5, I'm going to end with this. One scholar writes about it. He says, hear this. Hebrews 13:5, and I have a few minutes, is a rare verse. It has been simply translated, and we all know this verse very well, he will never leave you or forsake you, right? Easy squeezy, right? We like that one. That's good English, but it's not good Greek. Because in the Greek, it's an unusual triple negative. So And it doesn't make good English, so they translated it the other way. But what it should technically read is like this. He will never, never, never leave you or forsake you. Think about that. And this fellow said, I meditated on this verse, and I once asked the Lord to help me understand why the need for the triple negative. Of course, my first answer was Jewish. It is very Hebraic to answer a question with triplicate. Jewish commentators believe that it was a way of confirming the truth in the testimony of two or three witnesses. Yeshua used that method often, saying, verily, 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 right? I say unto you. One wasn't enough. Three was required. But in Hebrews 13:5, there is more than Jewish grammar taking place here. It's the heart of God speaking to the hurting person to remind them that he is always there. And who is God? He is the three in one and the one in three that will never, never, never leave you or forsake you. So for the person dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, you have a guarantee from God. No matter what you go through, happy times, sad times, challenging times, troubling times, he will never abandon you. You always have him by your side, right in your purview. Always. To those who dwell in the secret place. Guys, the psalmist is not telling us something, writing a nice little ditty to be turned into a song or a message. He is writing his personal experience in reality. The psalmist who wrote that was always in danger. He was fighting dangers all the time. And how did he cope with that extreme and intense situation that he was always in? The secret place of the Most High God. Friend, I know you can't see it, but it's real. It's as real as the air you breathe. It's right now available to you. And I want to encourage you, take this next week and read through this psalm several times again. Pick a couple of different translations. And I want you to become just like the psalmist who makes the secret dwelling of God your home, your home sweet home. And I guarantee you that if there's fear in your life, it's going to go. There's worry in your life, it's going to go. The troubles may remain, situations and circumstances may not change. But the way you look at them are going to change. You're going to find fullness of joy, even in the midst of troubling times. He who dwells in the secret place of God. Amen. Let's stand, and I want to bless you with the Aaronic blessing. Our people are blessed because this blessing has been spoken over them for thousands of years. So we receive the blessing. Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmerecha Yireir Adonai panav elecha v'yikunecha Yisar Adonai panav elecha V'yisim lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Father, I pray that you would overtake your people this week, that righteousness, peace, and joy in the Ruach HaKodesh would be theirs, that you would flood them as they dwell in the secret place of your presence. And we ask it, B'Shem Yeshua, HaMashiach, and everyone said, amen. Shabbat shalom. God bless you. You have to wait. You'll be dismissed one row at a time.